flown, I have sailed. I have moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in Spine Chillers. The creaking door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Silver King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door.
Good evening, friends of The Creaking Door. The creaking door is open. So do come in. Do you know what claustrophobia is? That's the feeling you get when everything seems to be pressing in on you. People who suffer from claustrophobia should take care not to get themselves trapped in confined spaces. You have to be careful. You could go right out of your skull.
Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
Rupert Hawkins suffered from claustrophobia, so much so that he wouldn't even take the lift to and from his office on the 8th floor. Couldn't stand lifts, Rupert. Never used them. Until that night when he worked late and realized that if he didn't hurry, he was going to be very overdue at his appointment with his beautiful young wife. She was young and beautiful, and Rupert was 52 and possessed of a very vivid imagination.
Good evening, do you know the time? 6:30. I'm not going to be in time to meet Laura. Perhaps she isn't at home yet. She must have left. It's a nuisance. Well, I'd better rush. She doesn't like to be kept waiting. As I came out of my office door, the lift opened. I hesitated for a moment. I never use lifts. I can't stand that feeling of being trapped, cut off. I can't stand it. I was late. I glanced briefly at the stairs. It would take me a good 10 minutes to walk down, and I was late already. If it had been any other woman, but Laura. Well, we hadn't been married very long. I was late as it was. I got into the lift. As the doors closed, I experienced that sickening, trapped feeling which I knew so well. I fought it down. I swallowed a couple of times. And then I pressed the button. The lift started to move down. sweat started into the palm of my hand. I know that I was licking my lips nervously as I watched the little light flicker on and off, ticking off the floors as the lift descended. 7, 6, 5, 4. I waited for the 3 to light up, but it didn't. And then I was suddenly aware that the familiar humming sound had stopped. The lift was stuck between floors. At first, I couldn't believe it. I kept telling myself that it was just some small electrical fault causing the lights not to work. In a minute, G would light up and I'd be at ground level. But it didn't. There wasn't a sound all around me. There was a silence like a tomb. A tomb. My tomb. I knew then something terrible was going to happen to me. I knew I wouldn't step out of that lift alive. Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? I'm stuck in the lift. Help me! Please help me! No good. Have I gone home? I'm alone here. There won't be anybody here till morning. 12 hours, I can't stay here for 12 hours. I'll go mad. Help me! Help me, for heaven's sake, somebody! Help me! Please, help me!
But nobody heard. Nobody came. I found myself sitting in a sweating, quivering heap in the corner of the lift. I'll die. I'll die. The button. The alarm button. Yes, there's a button. These things have a button to press. It rings a bell in the caretaker's flat. That's right. Oh, all I have to do is to press the button. Now, here we are. Alarm button. I forced myself to stand shaking like a jelly and waiting for somebody to answer. I don't know if I expected somebody to answer immediately, but they didn't. Nothing happened. Nobody had heard me. I was alone in the lift, in the empty building. Of someone. There must be a way to get out of this thing. Must be in the roof. I can't reach. There must be a trap door there, but how do I get up? There's nothing to stand on. I can't stand it. I can't stand it any longer. It's driving me out of my mind.
I sank back onto the floor of the lift again. I was bathed in perspiration. The sweat ran down into my eyes. It was terrifying. And that's when I started to hear things. My mind must have given up the unequal struggle. It must have cracked. I started to hear things.
Hurry up, darling. We're going to be awfully late.
Laura! It's Laura.
Of course it's me, darling. Who else did you expect in your mind? I am in your mind, aren't
you? I think about you all the time, Laura. You know that. I love you.
Well, hurry up. I'm waiting for you. I've been here since 6:15.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but you can see I'm stuck in the lift. I'll do something, Laura. Get help.
How can I? I'm here with you, aren't I?
What?
In your mind. Inside your head. I'm here. I can't get help.
I'm imagining things. I must be imagining things. How can I hear her voice?
Well, if you're not coming, I'll go and meet Arthur. He's always pleased to see me. He wouldn't keep me waiting.
But it's not my fault. I didn't mean to keep you waiting. I worked late and then the lift stuck.
Hello, Arthur, darling.
Hello, Laura. You're looking beautiful.
I'm glad you think so. My husband doesn't seem to know.
I do, Laura. I do notice.
Well, there's no fool like an old fool. And he is old, isn't he?
Oh?
Much too old for you.
Age doesn't matter.
I should never have married him. But I did, and now I'm trapped, just like he is, in that lift.
Is he trapped in a lift?
Yes.
Hello, Rupert, old boy. Considerate of you to keep out of the way while I make love to your wife.
What? Oh, Arthur, darling.
Stop it.
What are you doing? Stop it. Leave her alone. She's my wife. She loves me.
My mind was going. I could feel it falling apart piece by piece. I could hear Laura laughing. Sometimes they spoke to me, but most of the time they ignored me. They were making love. They were kissing. And it was all happening inside my head, inside the lift. All at once, it was as if the lift was my head. I was inside my own head. That's a terrible place to be, inside your own head, inside your own lift. Life in a lift, life in a head.
So you see, Arthur, if we keep him in the lift long enough, he'll die. He can't stand to be cooped up, you know. He'll die.
Who believe that he died?
I wasn't
right. I wouldn't.
But the police will. They're stupid.
I won't die. Do you hear? You can't kill me as easily as that. I'm frightened, but I won't die.
He does go on, doesn't he? How on earth did you manage to stay married to him for so long?
It wasn't really so long. It just seemed that way. It was only 6 long, weary months.
Well, now we're just about rid of him. There's nothing to stop him. He'll die. Then there'll be nothing to stop us. From getting married.
Yes.
Married.
And we'll have all his money. You and I are just the two of us.
You won't get away with this. You can't kill me. I'm not frightened of this anymore. I'll see you two in jail for attempted murder. You did it, you two. I'll see you in jail for it.
Don't be silly. We can't go inside jail because we're inside your head.
My head?
And we're here to stay as long as you live, which won't be very long.
No, it won't be long at all. Because any moment now, you just drop dead of fright.
I won't. I won't. I won't.
And I didn't. I didn't drop dead of fright. Suddenly, the lift meant nothing to me. I wasn't frightened any longer. I was suddenly strong and powerful. Too powerful and clever for those two. Laura and Arthur. I'd show them. I'd show them.
I won't be the one to drop dead of fright. It'll be you who drop dead, Laura. I'll kill you.
I'm not here. Look around you. I'm not here. I'm in your silly head. If I don't make sense, that means that you're going mad because you're putting the words into my mouth. You're imagining me.
That won't work, Laura. I know now. I've always been frightened of lifts. I knew that I was frightened, but I never knew why. But now I know. I knew subconsciously. I knew that something strange was going to happen to me one day in a lift. And it has. Oh, I'm not scared anymore. I'm not frightened. Because I know that being shut in this lift has done something to me. It's elevated me. It's like a saint, a monk in his little cell. You come nearer to the mysterious spiritual things. I've been given the power to understand what you and Arthur have been doing to me all these years. You and Arthur, I know. You're trying to drive me mad, but you won't succeed. I'll kill you both!
Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3.5s today. We promise you, It's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
Well, well, well. That's one for the book, isn't it? Poor Rupert, trapped in a lift with no one there. And he's going to kill them both. Both the nobodies who are only in his mind, I mean. Fascinating, isn't it? I can't wait to find out who is going to kill who.
I'm going to kill you! Do you hear?
They gone. I scared them away. They're cowards, both of them. They can't stand up to a determined man. Laura, Arthur, they've gone, they've gone.
I'm alone. I'm all alone in this lift. In this building. I don't want to be alone.
Laura? Laura? Arthur? Where are you? Please come back. Please come back.
We're not coming back. We're going dancing.
I want Arthur. Oh, Lord. Oh, Arthur. Oh, Arthur. It's heaven to be here, just the two of us. Just the two of us. No. Oh, darling. Kiss me. Oh, darling. Oh. How long have we got to wait? Not long. I've a plan to get rid of him. One night at the office, I'll keep him working late. He'll have a date with you. He'll be in a hurry. He's always in a hurry to get to you. You take the lift for once. And I'll be there. I'll be in the office when he leaves. It'll be easy to slip up to the roof and throw the breaker. Stop the lift between floors. That's all we have to do. You know what he's like.
What a marvelous idea, darling. He wouldn't be able to stand it. He'd go quite out of his mind. If the shock doesn't kill him altogether. And even if it doesn't kill him, it doesn't matter very much. A mad husband is in many ways better than a dead husband, isn't
it? I can hear you. You too, I can hear. You won't get away with it, you won't.
I've got noises in my head, darling.
So have I. Like that old fool talking.
It is me. I know everything, you fool. I know everything. I've heard your silly plans. They won't work. I won't get into the lift.
Yes, that was a silly thing to say, wasn't it? You are in the lift.
I was mad. I must be. I was losing all sense of time. I didn't know whether I was alone in the lift or if those two were... Arthur, I never suspected him. Yes, I had. I remembered all the times I'd seen him looking at Laura with that look in his eyes. They'd been lovers for a long time, since long before we got married. Those two had been making a fool of me. Well, I'd get my own back. Suddenly, I knew it was true. I didn't know if I'd imagined what I'd heard. I didn't know what had happened, but I knew it was true. I knew that Arthur and Laura were lovers. And I knew that if ever I got out of that lift, I'd kill them both. If only I could have known what was really happening then. If only I could have known that Laura had got tired of waiting for me and had walked towards the office block. She'd met Arthur on the way.
Arthur?
Oh, hello, Laura.
Have you seen Rupert? He was supposed to meet me half an hour ago.
Well, he was still there when I left the office. I thought he was going to work late.
Well, he must have forgotten that he was supposed to meet me. He's not at the office, so I phoned. There was no answer.
Funny. What could have happened to him?
The lift. Perhaps he got stuck in the lift.
But he never takes the lift, does he? If you're right, if that has happened, he'll go out of his mind.
Oh, quick, Arthur, let's hurry. I couldn't stand it if anything happened to us.
If only I could have known. But I didn't know. I had no idea of what was really happening. Inside that lift, everything had become unreal. I was hearing, imagining all sorts of things.
It must be stuck between the third and fourth floors. It's not here, you see.
What could it be?
I don't know, but if you like, I'll go up to the roof and have a look. Perhaps it's just a fuse or something.
All right. You do that. I'll wait here on the ground floor in case the lift does start again. I wait for it. Oh, how terrible. Poor Rupert.
You're very fond of him, aren't you?
I love him, Arthur. I don't think I want to go on living if anything happened to him.
But I didn't know. I didn't know anything of what was really going on. I was locked in my own little world. My own little world of madness. Inside that lift. Inside that lift. Inside my head. All around me was madness and horror and shivering unreality. And that fancy man of hers will come to laugh. But I'll beat them yet.
I left Laura on the ground floor and went racing up to the caretaker's flat. He was in.
Stuck in the lift? Well, what are you talking about?
Oh, don't just stand there, man. I tell you the lift is stuck between the third and fourth floors. You've got to get it started again. If you don't, that man will go mad.
Mad? Why?
He's a sufferer from claustrophobia, that's why.
He what?
He can't bear to be shut up. It makes him feel ill, very ill. You must do something at once.
It's funny. I never heard the alarm bell. I'll have a look right away. There we are. Say the bloke gets ill. Well, will he be all right when the lift gets to the ground floor?
I went cold. Laura would be waiting on the ground floor. I'd seen Rupert once before when he'd accidentally shut himself in the stationery cupboard. I shuddered at the remembrance of it. He'd been completely mad for a time. And I realized I couldn't possibly get down to the ground floor before the lift did. I prayed.
I begged. I pleaded. I huddled on the floor of the lift in a cringing, blubbering, shivering mass. I'd known fear. I'd known terror. But this...
Oh, no. Oh, no. Help me. Please help me. For the love of pity, help me. Help!
It's moving. It's moving. It started again.
Oh, please don't let it stop. Don't let it stop.
Come to me, Rupert. Arthur and I are waiting.
Yes, we're waiting.
You swines, you did it, the two of you, didn't you? Well, you won't get away with it. You won't get away with it. You won't.
Thank heaven, here he comes. Poor Rupert.
You did it, you and Arthur.
Darling, my poor darling.
You murderous swine. You and that boyfriend. But you won't live to enjoy it. I'll kill you.
What's the matter?
don't remember anymore. But I killed her. And I'm glad. She and her men were making fools of me. I know they were. My friends told me. My friends in that empty lift.
Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5s today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders, and the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
This is your host back again. Just a reminder of our rendezvous next week. Where are we going? Through the creaking door, of course.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen next Saturday at 9 o'clock when they will again present
The Creaking Door.